Judge attacks foster parents after Muslim children became westernized and ate bacon. By Jack Montgomery on November 11, 2019. A judge has expressed her abhorrence at foster parents caring for children taken from an abusive Muslim household because they westernized and ate bacon. Judge Angela Finnerty said she shared the abhorrence of the biological parents over the fact the children were served bacon and eggs for breakfast. According to The Sun, which further reports that one of the children also ate a hot dog at a fair. The biological father of the children accused the council of playing God by failing to ensure they continue to follow Islam, somewhat counterintuitively. One matter that sits terribly with me is that they have been feeding my children bacon. You yourself told the foster parents not to feed my children pork products, he complained indignantly to the judge. The children were taken into care in the first place as a result of concerns about the father violently abusing the children's mother. It was alleged that the foster parents told the children, if we make bacon, you eat it, but they objected that the children had simply westernized and, according to The Sun, turned their backs on religion. Judge Finnerty took a stand on behalf of Islam at her court in York, however, declaring that she shared the abhorrence of the biological parents that their children had eaten bacon sandwiches, and suggesting that they may have westernized due to their cultural and religious needs not having been sufficiently nurtured in foster care. It has become increasingly common for non-Muslims in the United Kingdom to be essentially forced to eat halal meat, slaughtered in accordance with Islamic religious principles which many non-Muslims object to for ethnical reasons. For example, Breitbart London reported in 2017 that the Queen Elizabeth Hospital was only serving halal meat, and in 2018 that in many schools all of the meat served is non-stunned with no alternative options without the knowledge or consent of the majority of pupils and parents. Indeed, in one council area, a democratic vote to stop serving halal meat in schools, including Christian schools, was overturned after a council of mosques threatened to organize a school boycott and launch a judicial review. There have also been cases of non-Muslim children being penalized for objecting to Islamic food practices, with a vegetarian schoolgirl who described halal as inhumane in an exam paper being failed for obscene racial comments earlier this year. A university student also claimed to have been suspended for describing halal as cruel and inhumane in February. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.